eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Saturday, August 15th, and we've got a great interview for you today and tomorrow. It's with the CEO of Policy Genius, Jennifer Fitzgerald. Policy Genius just unveiled a brand new product. It's very exciting, and I wanted to get her on as soon as they unveiled it. So on the day of the launch of this new product on August 11th, just this week, we spoke to CEO of Policy Genius, Jennifer Fitzgerald. Jennifer, I just looked up on my calendar. I saw you last on March 11th. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe it. What timing? 2 days before everything shut down.
And I remember we were having breakfast and we were just kind of catching up. Not because Jennifer and I are not like best buddies. It's just that I'm always intrigued by people who are doing interesting things. And you had just raised a boatload of money before the virus hit. And I was sort of like a congratulatory, like, wow, that's so cool. Who knew that all these months later, we'd be pretty much still on lockdown. So how are you doing? How are you? How's your family? What's going on for you?
Thankfully, everything is good. We were able to pivot all of our employees to work from home successfully. So we've been doing that since March. Personally, family-wise, everything's okay, thankfully.
And are you still in the city?
Still in the city. Have been hunkered down at my home in Brooklyn since everything shut down.
Now, you're also a foodie, so this must be a particularly difficult time for you.
Yes. So had to fend for myself for a little bit. But thankfully, with the warm weather now in the city, restaurants are opening and there's outdoor dining. So some of the great stuff from New York City has come back.
Thank goodness. Okay. Policy Genius is a sponsor of our radio show, our sister broadcast, our terrestrial radio show. This has nothing to do with that. We have you coming on the podcast today because you've got some exciting news to announce that in addition to being able to compare insurance quotes for life insurance and homeowners and renters and auto and disability and pet and health and even more, you have a new service that you're unveiling. What is it?
We've officially launched an estate planning app where users can create a will and or a revocable trust, including a financial power of attorney, healthcare directive, all in a few easy steps.
Did you start the process of launching this many, many months ago? Is this before the COVID time?
We did. We started development of this product well over 12 months ago in response to a lot of our life insurance shoppers asking for help on this area. When people shop for life insurance, which is one of the products that we specialize in, people are often thinking about just estate planning generally, right? They're planning for end of life, making those decisions. So development of this product started well over 12 months ago, and launch just happens to be great timing, as now this is a topic that's top of mind for a lot of consumers.
How, you know, you create the will, but then how do you make it legal? What happens, you know, you've got this package, what happens after you've created it?
Great question. So a lot of states have created emergency authorizations for digital signing or digital notarization of estate planning documents. As you know, these are documents that typically have to be on paper, physical, notarized, witnessed, wet signed. That said, you know, the paper document, the wet signing, and the witnesses are still the gold standard. So what we do is we will mail all the paper copy documents to you after you complete it on the app with step-by-step instructions on how to make it legal. This is in spite of the fact that some states have changed the rules, but these rules are changing all the time and they're in flux. So we still recommend just to do it the old-fashioned way. And so we make that easy for you as well by mailing all the documents.
What do you think is the reluctance to get these documents created? Do you think it was the cost of going to, or like schlepping to an office to see an attorney? I mean, where do you think the friction lies?
We've done a lot of consumer research to understand where the friction was and what the perceived pain points were. And part of it was the cost. Seeing an attorney to do these things is pretty prohibitive. There are some other DIY tools online. A lot of it was mistrust. People didn't trust that these would be legally binding documents, or they were too onerous and intimidating to sit through, right? So we were able to take all of those pain points. We worked with attorneys in each of our launch states to make sure that the documents conformed with all the state requirements would be legally binding, which is why it took a while to develop the product. What we did, which has actually been a great feature for our users, is we what we call chunked it out. So 5 to 15 minutes a day. So you can do one chunk, such as designating your executor, one chunk, which is selecting a guardian for your kids. So knocking it out in a few minutes a day, and you can tackle this thing that I think hangs over a lot of people's heads as, oh, this is something I really don't want to do.
Right. I mean, really, it's not that many people wake up and say, you know what I'd love to do today? I would love to contemplate my death and what would happen and who my children would go to and all that. So I understand there's also a big psychological component to it. So when you look at the estate planning aspect of this, how is your app different than the others that are available online?
So few different things. One is we automatically include the healthcare directive and the financial power of attorney, which you've noted on the CBS morning show that this is critical to do. It's not just the will. You need to, especially in times like these, have your healthcare directive, your financial power of attorney if you're unable to make those decisions. Two, we offer the option to create a revocable trust, which, as you know, allows your heirs to skip the probate process. Probate has been especially difficult. Now, during COVID-19, courts have been shut down or they're backlogged with a lot of requests and delays. So probate right now is an especially onerous process for people dealing with that. So we include all the core documents that you should have in a robust estate plan. We mail you those documents with instructions to make those legally binding. And we just make it very, very easy to do.
And do you think that there are situations, or I'm not sure if the app would tell you this, where people have much more significant or complicated financial concerns where maybe the core documents will work for now, but that they really should see an attorney? Is there something that would trigger that in the app?
There is. So right as you start the process, we've got onboarding questions. So if you answer yes to one of those complex onboarding questions, for example, if your spouse is not a U.S. citizen, if you have assets over a certain amount, if you have complicated corporate ownership structures of businesses that you own, we actually will offboard you and suggest that you see an attorney. So we identify those situations right up front and give you the advice that, hey, you should probably go talk to an attorney about this because it is much more complicated. But for most people, the core documents are what you need. And what we have found, we did a survey in the market last month in preparation for launching this. We found that 60% of people, and you've seen these stats, don't have a will, anything in place. So even just getting the core documents in place of a healthcare directive, your power of attorney, a will, and maybe a revocable trust is going to be key for most people.
Isn't it crazy to think, I mean, 60% of people don't have wills and they'll say, well, I don't really have that. I don't have assets. And then you talk to them a little bit and you say, well, wait a minute, they do have assets or they have children and they don't have a will. I mean, that to me is just so nutty. One of the things that I found in my old career as a financial advisor is that so many people who have children did not conduct the estate planning process because they got stuck at guardianship. They just did not know,
to whom they would, you know, sort of be willing to pass their kids on to. And it was like, I would see the most horrendous knockdown, drag out fights between couples, like not your sister, not your brother. And then they get stuck. So how can we get unstuck? Do you think it is these little 15 minute, you know, per day attempts to get it done? Or do you think that there's something more that has to happen?
I think the modules sort of force you to have those conversations. And in those smaller modules, we actually have educational content. So for example, when it comes to the module where you are selecting a guardian for your children, which is a difficult conversation for parents, we've got educational content to support. So it's really just about having the conversation and realizing, hey, if we don't have the conversation now, we're actually leaving this critical decision in limbo if something were to happen. So we've got educational content to support in those modules. And we found it's a good forcing mechanism to have those conversations that, frankly, nobody wants to have, but are important to have.
Okay, Jennifer, here's the real question. How much does the core package cost?
So we've priced for launch $120 for the core package, and that includes a healthcare directive, financial power of attorney, and a will. And that includes all of the physical documents and the digital documents getting delivered to you.
Wow. And what about the plus package? That's when you add the revocable trust, right?
That's correct. So that's $280. So everything I just mentioned plus a revocable trust.
That's it. That's the show for today. If you have a financial question, don't forget, you can reach us anytime. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. And you can always subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Just go to jillonmoney.com. That's our website. I want you to remember to wash your hands and wear your masks and maintain your physical distancing and try to do something nice for somebody else. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.